Top aides to President Bush have been fanning out around the globe this week to explain the administration's plans for a missile defense system to key countries in Europe and Asia. The responses have been generally cautious, even skeptical, and it's clear that a lot more work needs to be done before the rest of the world signs on. We have two reports, beginning with a delegation that made its way through Europe. Eric Engelman has that story from Moscow.
After making their case in European capitals for the better part of a week, it's perhaps fitting that the U.S. envoys ventured here to Moscow, to the imposing gray building that houses Russia's foreign ministry. Russia represents the biggest challenge for the Bush administration as it seeks to convince a reluctant Europe about the necessity of its missile defense plans. But Deputy U.S. Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and his team came away with little for their efforts in Moscow. A foreign ministry spokesman said their presentation had raised more questions than answers and left Russia unmoved, though he did call the talks substantive and indicated they would continue. For now, Russian officials remain wedded to the calculus of the Cold War and believe any attempt to amend the ABM treaty to allow for an anti-missile shield would upset the decades-old strategic balance between East and West. That's the concern in Europe as well. And as Wolfowitz and crew bounced from Brussels to London to Paris to Berlin this week, European officials expressed frustration about the lack of specifics being offered. The U.S. team, some complained privately, gave little more than a rehash of the principles set out by President Bush in his security speech earlier this month. Europe's attitude can perhaps best be summed up by a diplomatic aide to German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, who said, "We can give neither a yes nor a no to the Bush strategy." But the lukewarm response hasn't sapped the administration's momentum. Saturday, more envoys are headed to Canada and Ukraine. Two more stops for this traveling roadshow. For NPR News, this is Eric Engelman in Moscow.
And I'm Michael Sullivan in New Delhi, where Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage has wrapped up the Asian element of the Bush administration's charm offensive with meetings with India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Foreign Minister Jaswant Singh. Earlier in the week, he met with officials in Japan and South Korea to explain the U.S. position. While officials there expressed an understanding of the plan, neither government was willing to endorse it. Japan and South Korea are apparently wary of antagonizing regional heavyweight China, which has condemned the missile defense initiative. Not so New Delhi. Last week, India surprised many by becoming one of a handful of countries to welcome the U.S.'s missile defense initiative. Yesterday, Prime Minister Vajpayee said the U.S. plan had the potential of lightening the shadow of nuclear terror. The support came as a surprise, given that until recently, the two countries have held sharply divergent views on nuclear issues. 3 years ago this week, India conducted a series of nuclear tests that alarmed Washington and led to U.S. sanctions against India. Relations have improved significantly since then, so much so that many observers believe that remaining sanctions will soon be lifted. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Deputy Secretary of State Armitage was upbeat about his talks with Indian officials.
"This is the beginning of many consultations, and I trust it's the beginning of a new relationship between the United States and India. And it's something that we highly value, highly appreciate, and will work rigorously to pursue."
India's support comes despite criticism from some analysts and opposition members here, who've expressed concern that the U.S. plan could prompt China to sharply increase its nuclear arsenal, forcing India into an arms race with its neighbor to the north, a neighbor India suspects of aiding the nuclear program of its longtime rival, Pakistan. Deputy Secretary of State Armitage yesterday said the plan system is not aimed at China or Russia, but what he called a handful of rogue states, which include Iraq, Iran, Libya, and North Korea. Meanwhile, analysts here are speculating that the U.S. and India may be on the verge of what the Hindu newspaper's C. Raja Mohan calls a new security partnership. Longtime U.S. allies Japan and South Korea may be, at least publicly, unwilling to support the Bush administration's plan. India has apparently concluded the benefits of doing so outweigh the risks. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.